Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Michael Goodyear. Looking out across the mighty Mississippi, you can see the sweeping dark waters of a world phenomenon. This land, once known for never-ending prairies and murky marshland, still holds the allure of a natural magnificence. Although the prairies and marshes have all but disappeared due to detrimental human action, the beauty of nature is still present across our area in the guise of feathered creatures, native to this land for hundreds of years. Such awe-inspiring birds as the American white pelican, the hooded merganser, and of course, the bald eagle, fly across and make their homes in the Quad Cities area. In a campaign to raise awareness of the variety of birds in our area, as well as our access to them, the National Audubon Society has created maps of bird trails throughout the Upper Mississippi River region. The organization of bird trails is an attempt to encourage public exploration of our region through a proactive, low-impact, recreational activity. Across the globe, if you mention the Mississippi River, it is a recognized location, just as familiar as New York City or Chicago. However, the Mississippi is not just a major hub for humans, it is also a vital highway for bird traffic. 60% of North American bird species utilize the river during their annual migrations. In addition, the Upper Mississippi region provides an important refuge for endangered species. Some species that winter in Mexico and Central America, such as the cerulean warbler and the prothonotary warbler, have been declining in population lately, yet are still common along the Upper Mississippi. Other species which are declining due to the loss of woodlands and new competition, such as the red-headed woodpecker, are also utilizing the Upper Mississippi as a final refuge. As citizens of the Quad Cities, we have access to all of this life around us. We have the opportunity to observe and interact with avian life in a unique and hands-on fashion. Many of the habitats of these species have been reduced or have disappeared. We should try to understand our winged neighbors before adverse human action further endangers or possibly even causes the extinction of local birds. Audubon, through its Great River Birding Trail campaign, has provided ideal access to Upper Mississippi bird life. Hopefully, our community will take advantage of this readily available access and will try to understand local birds and adjust its lifestyle to preserve their kind. We are all citizens of the world, and it is time to understand each other and establish a symbiotic relationship between our various resident species. It is a necessity, not only for the preservation of species of herons and eagles, but for the preservation of humanity as we know it.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.